Davis Webb out of the University of California via Texas Tech. Davis, you got John Schmelk and Paul Dottino here in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Good morning, congratulations, and welcome to the Giants.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm very excited to be part of such a great organization.
And we're looking forward to seeing you here in a rookie minicamp in just over a week. Let's talk about it a little bit. What was the experience like getting the phone call? Were you surprised that the Giants picked you? Was it something that was on your radar? How'd the whole thing go down?
I was a little surprised. I think earlier yesterday morning there was talks with my agents and I that the Giants are a possibility. And, I didn't have much communication throughout the process. I just spoke to a few people, members in the organization, but at the same time, I'm so blessed and so thankful that, the draft's over and I can start focusing all my attention and my work towards making the New York Giants as best as possible.
By the way, Davis, don't feel bad. The Giants didn't have any meetings with their first-round pick, Evan Engram, either. So they are a team in the past that has gone through this draft process, and even though they don't have these one-on-one meetings, and Evan Engram had never talked to Ben McAdoo one-on-one until he got the phone call to tell him he was going to get drafted. So it's just simply the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah, the NFL draft's a funny thing. And, again, I could have gone to a better organization. Eli Manning's obviously a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's playing his best football still today, and they have a great receiving core, great offensive line, great defense. So I could have gone to a better place, and just very thankful that I did fall to such a good organization.
Davis, I want to ask you a couple questions about what the Giants people, that would be GM Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo, the coach, said last night about you as some of the primary reasons that they targeted you in the draft. One is it was very, very heavily stated that you had perhaps the best long ball arm strength of any quarterback in this draft. So my first question is, where does that come from? We know you're 6'5", you have a tall stature. Why, or are you just blessed with this great arm strength? Or is it something you've worked on over the years and you have purposely developed thinking that one day you might play pro?
Yeah, my dad played baseball in college, and he's always had a pretty good arm for a catcher. My mom was a collegiate athlete in tennis. So I've had some pretty good genes growing up. And, I remember at 6 years old being the bat boy for my dad's baseball team and him throwing bullpens to me and having his hitters hit, so I'd throw back to him. So I mean, I've always been throwing a football or a baseball or, just trying to get my arm strength as strong as possible. And, one of my favorite sayings is scare money, don't make money, because I want to throw the ball deep. And if you throw it deep, the fans get excited, we get excited, and we like 70-yard touchdowns more than anyone else.
And Davis, it's funny you mentioned your dad, and another thing the Giants hierarchy said last night is that he's the son of a coach, and we like that. How do you think the fact that you are the son of a coach has affected your approach to the game and how that's going to help you moving forward going into the NFL?
I just think coaches' kids are wired differently. They grow up in the facility. They understand how long, strenuous hours coaches do put in, whether it's high school, collegiate, or even the NFL level. I mean, they dedicate their lives to this sport and developing their players so they can win games and feed their families. So, I mean, this is a big job, responsibility I have, and I'm very thankful they took a chance on me, and now it's my job to be a great teammate and work extremely hard, and we'll see what happens from there.
Davis, I don't know how much pressure you felt like you were under either at Cal or at Texas Tech, but you're coming to New York now, and I will tell you, the media horde that was around your conference call yesterday in the press room, I mean, you'd think that they were ants around a picnic table. They were hanging on every word you said. You know the microscope is going to be great here, even though at the moment, as Jerry Reese said, they'd like Eli to stay as healthy as possible and give you time to grow and mature and develop and to be the, quote, quarterback of the future, per se. That type of microscope, though, that you're going to be under, when you know that you're still going to be a developing player, is that something that gives you angst at all? Are you all getting butterflies about that?
Not at all. I commit to the controllables, and the only thing I can control right now is being a great teammate and a prepared quarterback for the New York Giants. And, I was just very blessed they picked me. So, again, it's out of my control. I'm very excited to be in the same room as Eli Manning and Geno Smith. And, just a part of such a blessing to be a part of such a great organization.
And I'm sure you're tired of hearing this question. I'm sure you've gotten it from the media and pretty much every interview and meeting you've had with these NFL teams. You're going from, a very different type of offensive system in college than what you're going to deal with at the pro level. The Giants run a variant of the West Coast offense. What do you think some of your biggest adjustments are going to be to take your skills and all your success in your college system and then bring them to an NFL system like the one the Giants runs?
Yeah, it's a new start. Coach Jim Zorn, he played in the league for 11 years with Seattle Seahawks, was a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, then most notably a head coach for the Redskins a few years back, has been my quarterback coach this offseason. And, you know, we've really diving in through the West Coast verbiage system because he was a West Coast type of guy when he was calling plays, as well as a head coach. He loves the West Coast system. So we've been diving in really since January. And, you know, I think I have a good foundation, and I'm looking forward to grow from that, obviously, and get a lot better than I am today. But I'm just excited to be in such a good quarterback room and, you know, have the tools for one of the best coaches in the world, and Coach McAdoo.
You think it's more mental in terms of learning the new terminology, how you call players, or is it going to be the simple physical changes, like taking snaps from under center, turning your back on play-action passes, things like that? What do you think is going to be the bigger adjustment for you?
I'm not sure. I think it's a combination of both. You know, I think everybody can get better from a spread system. You know, obviously, the verbiage is going to be a little longer than the air raid, but, you know, we have pretty similar concepts, and then getting in a huddle, and the biggest thing is go out there and execute it, because you know, that's the bottom line. Is you can know what you're doing, but if you don't do it, then you're going to have a job soon. So you got to make sure that you know, you're well prepared, and at the end of the day, go out there and execute. But at the same time, the only thing I'm worried about is being a great teammate, learning the system, and you know, just being a great member of this organization.
Davis, I've been covering this team for over 30 years, and I think Phil Sims and Eli Manning are two of the most study workaholics that I have ever met at the quarterback position in the NFL. And from what I hear about you, and Coach McAdoo basically said you eat football. I mean, just absolutely as glowing about what he has heard your work ethic is. Usually, no matter how much a father or a mother would try to tell somebody about a work ethic, if that doesn't come from inside, it doesn't necessarily manifest itself and translate. I'm curious from your perspective, is that something that did come from your folks, or is that something that you are just so self-driven to be the best that you can be that you just can't get enough of the game?
Again, I just think I was raised very well. You know, my parents are two of the most hardworking individuals I know, along with my sister. But at the same time, you know, they told me how important it was, just like you said, and I had to go out there and it worked extremely hard for this moment. You know, I've been overlooked most of my life when it comes to football, whether it be, you know, being the backup in middle school to high school to not really recruited that much. And then Texas Tech offered me, and I was very happy about that because that was my dream school. And, you know, getting being named a backup when Patrick Mahomes got hot. So, you know, I've had a lot of adversity to persevere from. And, you know, I think my work ethic helped me out. And I wouldn't be here today without it. I think it's the most important quality I do have. I lost my leadership quality, and, you know, those are two things I can't control, is being a great teammate and working your butt off.
Davis, it's obvious you're a competitor. In retrospect, was the move at Texas Tech a blessing in disguise because you wind up going to Cal, putting up great numbers this year, and now you're a number three draft pick with the New York Giants? This road may not have happened. This path may not have happened had you still been the quarterback at Texas Tech, or maybe, in fact, you would have been a number one. I don't know. Do you even think about that?
Not too much. You know, I'm just thankful for the opportunities I've been given. You know, everything happens for a reason. It's a little cliche, but it's true. And without Cal, I know I wouldn't be here. You know, there's no way. You know, University of California, Berkeley, was a special place in my heart, and they took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity. And I have so many great teammates there, great coaches, and just great people there, and that's such a great academic institution. So, yeah, you know, I'm very thankful for Cal, especially, and Texas Tech with Coach Kingsbury. I mean, he had two guys drafted the past couple of days in the first three rounds. So, you know, he's a great quarterback developer, and I've had a lot of good people along the way that influenced me the way I am right now.
You know, Davis, final one for me. You mentioned the adversity, and it's funny, talking to Evan Engram, he only had two scholarship offers from Power 5 conference schools, and he earned his way onto the field to start as a freshman. You mentioned you were not highly recruited. You had to deal with the adversity going from Texas Tech, losing your job, and going to Cal after you suffered those injuries. How do you think dealing with that adversity and overcoming it is going to help you in the NFL? Because as you know, you're going to deal with some failures here in the NFL. Nothing comes easy as a quarterback in the National Football League. How do you think that experience will help you dealing with some of that adversity here at the pro level?
Yeah, it just makes it that much more sweeter, you know, just going through the adverse situations I did go through in college, you know, and to be ended up in the New York Giants organization makes it all so worth it. So that's what you work hard for, your opportunities and executing those opportunities. But at the same time, I think I have a good head on my shoulder, and I was raised well, and, you know, I'm just going to control the things I can't control. Not right now, being a good teammate and working extremely hard. But I'm very excited. Evan Engram's in New York. He's my favorite player at the Senior Bowl, and we texted last night and this morning. We're fired up to be a part of the same team.
Were you guys on the same team at the Senior Bowl, Davis?
We were. I threw him a pass. The Senior Bowl, and he was my favorite player there. I told him that there, and you know, from, and I, he can ask him. I told him that he was my favorite player by far, and I loved him, watching him at Ole Miss, the way he competes and the way he blocks and catches the ball and gets upfield. And he did the same thing at the Senior Bowl week with Phil Savage and all of us. And boy, I'm excited to have him, you know, as a teammate, and you know, looking forward to you know, getting with him every day.
Davis,
I'll tell one thing, Davis. They do want to have more running balance here, but for the most part, they like to chuck it, and I think you're going to have a good time with the New York Giants.
Yes, sir. I'm just excited to be part of such a great organization like the Giants.
Davis, be honest.
Thank you.
Last night and this morning, I know you haven't had a lot of time. Have you snuck onto YouTube and watched the Odell Beckham Jr. highlights to see what you're going to have to throw the ball to when you get up here?
I'm very familiar on how good he is as a receiver in the league. And, again, you know, I got a long way to go, so I'm just going to keep working hard, and we'll see how the cards fall.
Hey, and we'll see you here at the facility working those long hours. Davis, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Congratulations, and we'll see you in about a week, all right?
Best of luck. Congrats.
I appreciate it. Go Giants. Yes,
sir. There we go. Davis Webb, the Giants' third-round pick, newest quarterback. He's going to compete behind Eli Manning.